first laid out in 1848, Grove Court is set off Grove Street between Bedford and Hudson Streets. It is entered through an iron gate and corresponding passageway between numbers 10 and 12 Grove Street. In 1848, the merchant Samuel Stryker, who had been leasing the land from Trinity Church, sold to Samuel Cox the backyards of numbers 6 and 8 Grove Street, along with all of number 10. Cox was a partner in the law firm of Cox and Brown, located nearby at 18 Grove Street. At the time of the transaction, Cox already owned a small strip of land to the east of 10 Grove Street, providing the perfect passageway to his newly acquired Gore lot. A Gore lot is a triangular tract of land, especially one lying between larger divisions, and was commonly used in the 19th century. According to the designation report of the Greenwich Village Historic District, the present 6 connected houses on the rear of this lot were built for Cox and finished in 1854. However, they were taxed as a single building on a single lot, referenced to as number 10 and a half Grove Street, until well into the present century. It was not until 1921, when the lot was subdivided by Allantor Realty and the 6 houses sold and altered individually, that Grove Court took on its present delightful appearance and name. The 3-story federal houses were originally used to house the working class. Cox had opened a grocery store nearby and felt that by populating his enclave with working class people, he would be guaranteed patronage of his store. The alley was first known as Pig's Alley, or Mixed Ale Alley, a reference to the drinking habits of those living there. A gang, the Pig's Alley Gorillas, even existed in the early 20th century. According to the architectural historian Andrew Dolcart, in The Row House Reborn, the majority of those who inhabited the alley between construction and 1922 were Irish families headed by women. Further, he notes, upon their 1921 conversion into individually taxed properties, local newspapers scoffed at the idea that they would be a desirable place to live. However, slight renovations were made, including interior modernization, conversion into 2-family units, and the additions of entrance porticos, window shutters, a wrought iron entrance gate, and a lawn with a sundial. It was thought that the area would become a bohemian artist's colony. Instead, however, according to Dolcart, the now renamed Grove Court attracted single women and widows, many of whom were teachers and office workers. The remodeling of Grove Court was such a success that, according to a 1923 New York Times article, it was used as an example to remodel the Minettas into a more artistic outlet. Grove Court is also well known for being the setting to O. Henry's The Last Leaf. In 1907, this short story was included in the collection The Trimmed Lamp. The Last Leaf tells a story of a young girl dying from pneumonia who watched the leaves fall off the tree outside of her window. She believed she would die when the last leaf fell, but an old artist neighbor risks his own life to save her. O. Henry begins his story. In a little district west of Washington Square, the streets have run crazy and broken themselves into small strips called places. These places make strange angles and curves. One street crosses itself a time or two. So, to quaint old Greenwich Village, the art people soon came prowling, hunting for north windows and 18th century gables and Dutch attics and low rents. In 1952, a film, O. Henry's Full House, was made, depicting several of his short stories. The Last Leaf was one story included and was filmed at Grove Court. Today, residents maintain the place's grounds themselves, planting lush beds of ivy and flowers in both the facade's flower boxes and in the public spaces. In 2011, 5 Grove Court made a splash by coming on the market for $4.25 million. It later sold for $3.4 million. The home was also featured in Architectural Digest in 2003 in a piece that notes the interesting dichotomy of living in an 1853 home with Empire State Building rooftop views. popular design blog, Apartment Therapy, even gave Grove Court its Flower Box Award. $4.2 may be a hefty sum, but wouldn't it be worth every penny to live in this quiet, secluded oasis? We can all dream.